Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, and my Secret Santa Christmas special that I've come up with for this year, where I draw one secret topic from my basket that's even secret for me because I don't know what it's going to be. I find out with you in real time. And yeah, I'd say let's jump right in and find out together. Here are the topics. Today's topic is self-fulfillment or self-actualization. Such a good topic. Thank you, Mom, for writing this down. Self-actualization is one of the basic needs that we have as people. And there is a profound reason for that, because I think ultimately, even though sometimes we don't feel it, we all strive for developing our biggest potential and like becoming the best person and the best version of ourselves that we could ever be. So I feel like we all have a particular direction in life that draws us in, or like topics that we feel drawn to, like design, art, music, science, politics, history, whatever it may be. There are different topics that we feel drawn to, and I feel like self-actualization is deeply connected to our purpose in life. We already had an episode on purpose, and in that episode I said that the purpose of life is living it, and I do think that is true, and that is how you become who you can be, by living life and by experiencing it. So I feel like self-actualization is such an important topic, because sometimes we just forget in our daily lives what we are here for. And I think that is deeply linked to our purpose and to the things that we're good at and the things that are fun for us. And I don't know if you know Ikigai. It's a Japanese way of, you know, viewing life, let's say. And your Ikigai is basically the combination of four different things. First, things that you love. Second, things you can be paid for. Third, things you're good at. And fourth, things the world needs. So if you combine those four things, you will find your Ikigai, and that is your purpose. And through your purpose, you can self-actualize. You can become your highest self. And I think that's deeply tied to different topics we've talked about already, like Jesus, who mastered this. And yeah, it's just fascinating for me. It's just deeply interesting for me to talk about such abstract things that aren't so abstract. And I really hope you could take away something from this episode. Even if it's just this tiny Ikigai exercise that you do, I think it really helps. I did it too, and it was mind-blowing. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll catch you tomorrow for episode 10 of this special already. Stay tuned. Bye.